We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The top line numbers of the May jobs report are promising. Hiring is picking back up again after months of the economy being locked down and the unemployment is falling. But look closer and there are still plenty of concerns and plenty of evidence that the American economy has a long road to recovery. Betsy Stevenson is a professor of public policy and economics at the University of Michigan. She served as a member of the Council of Economic Advisors to President Obama. Thank you for being with us. So as I am looking at the numbers, and correct me if my interpretation is wrong, although not as high as some had expected them to be, we still are at kind of depression era double-digit figures, and it's much worse if you happen to be African-American or Latino, yes?
Well, that's absolutely right. This is not a labor market that anybody wants to be in right now. It is true that today's numbers show that we're starting to see some people being recalled to work, but that's also because we know that the job loss that we had experienced wasn't all permanent job loss. A lot of it was people being told to stay home to protect their health. And states had, started to open up in early May, and some businesses got access to loans to try to start getting some of their staff back. And that's exactly what we see in this report, which is that we see a small tick up in the number of people who've been called back to work, but there's a long way to go.
Yeah, and called back to work is different than like creating jobs. That's a fine point that needs to be highlighted, yeah?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the case. So the example I like to talk through is think about dentists and dental hygienists and everybody that works in the dentist's office. So when you think about those dental offices, the state shutdowns told them they couldn't practice, dental medicine. And as a result of that, you had a lot of dentists that weren't working. And what happened is, in this report, actually 10% of the job gains came from dentists going back to work. But before so we know that people are going to go to the dentist again. But before you start cheering and say, oh, we've completely recovered, employment in dentistry is down 30% compared to a year ago. So that gives you a sense, like, the shutdown orders are gone. Some people have gone back to work, but most of them actually haven't. And that's where we need to be a little bit concerned, is to try to figure out who's going to get called back to work and when and how long it's going to take to get all these folks back. If we compare this to, the 18.1 million people who are on temporary layoff last month, we've seen 15% get recalled. So that's 80. The other way, the glass half empty way to say that is 85% of the people on temporary layoff have not been recalled yet.
By the way, Betsy, I try my best never to think about dentists, so thank you for that. But let me.
Well, I think you're going to just say, I think the reason I really like to think about dentists is because I don't know about you, but my dentist has called me and asked if I want to come in for a cleaning. I've been talking to all sorts of friends who are like, yeah, my dentist's office wants to know if I want to come in. And I have not run into anybody who's rushing off to get their teeth cleaned right now. And that gives you a sense of the way that fear is constraining our demand. Not just fear of going to the dentist, no. But actually fear now that you're going to get COVID at the dentist.
But let me also address, if you can, the issue of wages. Because besides being laid off, a lot of companies, of course, have cut wages. And I'm wondering, do we know if these people who are being called back, those who are to work, are they necessarily being called back at the same wage level, or are their employers saying, yeah, we're going to take you back, but things have been rough, so you're going to come back at a 10, 20% pay cut?
Well, I think that is really hard to assess right now in terms of whether people are coming back at the same wages. I think it's pretty clear they're not all going back at the same hours. And so, you know, to put the whole labor market in perspective, this is where we're currently at. Since February, we've had nearly 6.5 million people leave the labor force that haven't come back yet. We have 15.2 million additionally unemployed people compared to the base number of people who are unemployed in February. So that's where we get roughly 20 million unemployed right now. And we have another additional 6.3 million who are working part-time who want to be full-time. We call it that part-time for economic reasons. They say they would prefer a full-time job, but because of the economy, their hours have been cut. So you put that all together, and we've got an extra 27.8 million people who've been displaced in some way from the kind of full-time work and that they would like to have. And you are raising a second point, which is we don't even know what wages are going to look like quite yet. So you can't really interpret the wage data in the BLS because it's coming from these compositional effects. The people who've lost their jobs have tended to be low-wage workers, and as a result, we saw huge wage gains last month in the numbers, and we're giving some of those back. But I think you can't interpret that the way you're thinking about, which is, are they being told to come back at a wage loss?
Got about a minute left, but we pivot to Capitol Hill and we look at the discussion, and now you've got an argument, right, versus, look, the stimulus worked, it helped, and here's your evidence, because we can take a look back, and we had a little pop, but then you have others saying, look, we're coming back, we can hold off on another stimulus a little while and see what happens down the road.
So I think that's just clearly a mistake, and that's just not being familiar with what's happening right now. As we said earlier, it's not job creation. It's some people are being brought back. It's not 100% of people. It's not even 50% of people. It's 15% of the people on temporary layoff got called back. We need to make sure that we're getting something closer to 80% of the people who were sent home due to COVID coming back. And I bet some of your listeners are like, 80? I want to see everybody brought back. We're going to need some additional fiscal help in order for us to get anywhere close to that. And frankly, I think we may struggle to hit 50% without some additional help.
Betsy Stevenson, professor of public policy economics, University of Michigan, served as a member of the Council of Economic Advisors to President Obama.